when I was a kid, I had a neighbor that we all wondered about. But everybody has a neighbor that they wonder about. And then you grow up and neighbor. Well, see, his name was Mr. Stitcha, and we used to skateboard by his house real loud all the time. And his wife used to look at us disdainfully, and Stitcha would stick his head out the window and shake his fist and say things like, "We'll get you, we'll get you." And we would repeat other things that are unrepeatable to Stitcha. And eventually what happened was Stitcha died. And everyone said that we killed him with our skateboards. I don't believe that. But I did believe it when I was a kid. Anyway, this is the neighbor that... we all become. You see, I guess all comes down to knowing two or three things about the guy who lives next door, and that's all you need to know. He said he was from Tampa, but he has Indiana plates. He said he was in the service for 20 years, but he's only 20 years old. Anyway, I wonder from time to time, in the middle of the night, when I hear things like that. Subscriptions to those magazines, and he never waves when he goes by. He's hiding something from the rest of us. He's all to himself. I think I know why. He took down the tire swing from the pepper tree. He has no children of his own, you see. He has no dog, and he has no friends. And his lawn is dying. What about all those packages he sends? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? With that hook light on the stairs, what's he building in there? I'll tell you one thing, he's not building a playhouse for the children. What's he building in there? Now, what's that sound from underneath the door? He's pounding nails into a hardwood floor. And I swear to God, I heard someone moaning low. And I keep seeing the blue light of a TV show. What's he building in there? He has a router and a table saw. And you wouldn't believe what Mr. Stitcher saw. There's poison underneath the sink, of course. There's also enough formaldehyde to choke a horse. What's he building in there? I heard he has an ex-wife in some place called Mayor's Income, Tennessee. And he used to have a consulting business in Indonesia. But what's he building in there? He has no friends, but he gets a lot of mail. I bet he spent a little time in jail. What's he building in there? I heard he was up on a roof last night, signaling with a flashlight. And what's that tune he's always whistling? What's he building in there? What's he building in there? We have a right to know.